Usher asks fans for an EpiPen. We got the tea on that.
And Uncle Luke says, honey, he spent millions on his ungrateful offspring. Ooh.
Also, did Nicola Pelt shade her mother-in-law, Victoria Beckham? Lots to get into today, so
let's get this started.
Okay, Michelle Obama is spilling the tea, and this time it's about her deal that she has with President Barack Obama and their bedroom disagreements. So Michelle was on Amy Poehler's podcast and revealed the deal she has with Barack. She can tease him, but he can't tease her back. She also described her teasing him as her love language. She also revealed after they have dinner together and a little catch-up conversation, he's ready to kick it, but she's ready to go to bed as early as 6:30 p.m. But here's the common bedroom disagreement that one of the most powerful couples in the world share with all the regular folks.
And sometimes I wake up hot and I'll wake him up. Did you touch the thermostat? You touched the thermostat, didn't you? He's like, it didn't, I swear to God. He now knows he's afraid of the thermostat. I said, I don't care what you do. Do not touch anything in this room.
Is the thermostat a thing for y'all? Do y'all like it hot or cold?
I just like it comfortable, whatever that is. Somewhere around 71 to 73 is the sweet spot zone. Yep. Anything below that, who are you, Mr. Freeze?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I need to see my breath.
What?
I need when my feet get in, it's like I'm getting into a little thing of ice. And I actually need to shiver just a little bit at the beginning, and then I'm out.
Oh, God.
That's my ideal scenario. I need it cold.
I'm like,
I need it medium.
Narrative.
But I don't like the way she talks to the president, though.
Oh, God.
She talks to him. I mean, Jennifer Aniston, I'm sure, is waiting. So.
She don't like being teased by him.
Well. What she thinks she do, like call him ears or something?
Maybe he's hit below the belt. Maybe he be saying things she don't like. That's not funny to her. Mm-hmm. So he's not allowed.
She hit him with one of these.
Well, Lord have mercy, child. Usher almost had this woman fighting, honey, for her life at his show in London. Now, he had a quick interaction with a super fan, y'all, who had his name tatted on her arm. So, of course, honey, he offered her a cherry, and this happened.
I'm allergic, I'm allergic.
Oh, she's too allergic to cherries.
Look like she'll give a good lawsuit, honey. You better watch that.
She's about to risk it all.
Sure. What would y'all give out to y'all audience, honey? If you
weed.
What would you give him?
Weed.
Weed? Mm-hmm. That's a good
like
one.
Tossing out little gummies and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Gummies, brownies.
Okay.
Yeah. So everybody got us on the same accord.
All right.
Everybody got a nice buzz, you know.
Okay. That's real fun. Yeah,
what about your hair, Craig?
I like to throw bang snaps at people.
Bang snaps?
Remember things like the little white, like you throw on the ground, they pop, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like it's been a long time since someone's had, like, bang snaps thrown at them, and I think it'd keep people on their toes.
Tam, what would you give out?
I'd probably, like, Usher's got the cherry challenge. I'd probably have the hot dog challenge where I just, like, see what they do.
Oh.
You know, just like, how bad do people want a glizzy?
I would give out.
The glizzy challenge.
I would probably give out nuts, you know, like walnuts.
Walnuts? Hot dogs and nuts.
You're going to hear somebody, hey, yo, like from the audience as this is happening.
Yeah, I've just got a handful of glizzy, and I'm just like, would you like this?
Get busy on the glizzy.
Get this glizzy.
Well, fellas, if you need a reminder as to why you should wrap it up, it is. Uncle Luke says he is overpaying child support for kids who don't even like him. Now, Unc hit the live button and dished about the millions in child support he's paid over the years for his 5 children, and they don't even call for Father's Day. Mm. Check this out.
That's 2.7 million in child support. And everybody mad at me? I got one child called me up, tell me Happy Father's Day. I tell them all, I'm crazy. I said, if you hate me so much, won't you change your last name?
And that's the byproduct of being so horny. Do you think this is a case of spiteful baby mamas turning his kids against him, or just maybe just a difference in just, you know, personalities of people not necessarily collaborating correctly?
If he would be with them, maybe they would call him.
He can't be with all of them.
Yes, you can. You're screwing all their mamas. Good deal.
At different times.
Well, I bet you.
But does he try to communicate with them?
That's the question, too.
You know, it should be reciprocated, I think.
That's right.
Communication goes both ways. Yeah, it can't just be one person trying and the other person not being, like,
just
you know, receptive.
Just because you're paying child support, no.
Yeah.
So
money ain't time.
Well, that's true.
We love you, Luke, but...
Okay, well, speaking of shady kids, it looks like Nicola Peltz might have thrown some shade at her mother-in-law, Victoria Beckham. So Nicola posted a now-deleted Mother's Day tribute to her mother and grandmother, but failed to pay homage to Victoria. Now, some people believe this was intentional shade because of all of that Beckham family drama that transpired around her and Brooklyn not attending his father's 50th birthday bash. We talked about that just like a couple weeks ago. But does this seem like intentional shade to you guys, or was Nicola just honoring the women who raised her?
It was shade.
Yeah. No.
Yes, it was. If it wasn't shade, she wouldn't have took it off. She wouldn't have deleted it and stuff.
She shouted out her mother,
and
her grandmother,
yep,
who raised her and who have been in her life forever. If she has a problem with Victoria, why would she shout her out?
Because I'm your mother-in-law. You better be happy his ass married you, honey, because I'll make up all kind of stuff to break up this marriage you want to give me.
That's why you're not a mother.
That's why
I guess
you're
not.
On the flip side of that, there'd probably be some people, why you shout her out? That's not your mother.
Right.
Shout out you. You're not a Beckham. You know what I mean?
It's like,
yo,
always
everyone's
going
to have something to say.
Yep.
Anyway. Well, honey, we have a Mommy Hill baby who had a wonderful Mother's Day, honey. Brad. Niece, honey, I saw the video you posted
That's
of
Christmas.
My great nephew, True Legend, giving you the most adorable card and beautiful Pandora bracelet. Oh. And his presentation was everything. Let's take a look.
Oh, God.
Okay. Hi. What you got there? What you got there, Nicey? What is this?
Hey, happy Mother's Day.
Look.
Did you have to throw it? Undeniable strength, steadfast courage, limitless patience.
Now, I just love, honey, how he throws it, baby. And it looks like y'all had a bunch of food and a cute painting session. Oh.
Yeah, my wife, well, she is actually the creative behind all of it. She decided to do something more sentimental instead of spending thousands upon thousands upon
like
thousands of dollars. And it was so special. It was so nice. True painted some paintings for everybody. My bonus sons, they painted some stuff. And they talked about me and said some beautiful things that I didn't even know they felt. Like, it was so special. We need to do things like this more instead of just spending money. Although spending money is my wife's love language.
Yes,
she loves to do gifts or whatever. But we had a great time. And my stanky man grabbed my face and, like, kissed me for the first time. And, yes, I boo-hoo cried and broke down.
Wow.
It was the best thing. And he got me this Pandora bracelet. And it's got, like, his name on it and his birthday. And it's got a diamond paw for, like doggies, and I love backpacks. It's got like a backpack and a Jeep for my Jeep. Like, it is so awesome. It's so personal, and I was so excited. I'm very happy to be his mother, for real. It was so nice.
Did he reach up with his two little hands and grab your face?
Yes. Oh my God, yes, he did. And that was it for me. I cried off every eyelash I had. I couldn't even keep it together. It was the sweetest thing, the best Mother's Day. It was so nice. We sat outside on the patio, and we all painted. We have the paintings just on their easels in the house. It's beautiful.
Well, coming up, y'all, Brad and Judy might have coins, honey, for an expensive dinner, but Sonya Morgan doesn't.
Ooh.
We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dang.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Okay, former Housewives of New York star Sonya Morgan is out here getting blacklisted for her broke behavior.
No.
Over the weekend, she dined at New York City Italian hotspot Tucci, where she racked up a $1,000 bill. Well, when it was time to pay up, a source said that Sonya was absolutely hysterical and refused to pay. It was like she was filming a Housewives episode shouting, "I'm a celebrity!" However, I'm happy to report, single mom and all, Sonya coughed up them coins and paid her bill by the top of the week. But since then, she's been blacklisted from the restaurant.
Oh.
Now, Sonya has responded to the backlash for her behavior and said it was all a miscommunication because she was under the impression she was dining for promotion.
That's why she ate up $1,000 worth of stuff.
Promotion.
Oh, that's cute, though, honey. I need to go somewhere and say, I thought I was eating for promotion.
And I don't think there's ever been a situation where someone yelled out, "I'm a celebrity," and they were in the right.
Right,
ooh,
yeah.
I hate that.
Ugh.
Well, if you're going to the Cannes Film Festival this year, you better cover up because bear clappers have been banned from the festivities. After Bella Hadid wore the naked dress and caused a stir by letting it all hang out, the event's organizers had to put a stop to everyone showing their skin. On the festival site, it says nudity is prohibited on the red carpet, as well as any other area of the festival for decency reasons. But here's the problem. The dress code restriction was announced just 24 hours before the festival began. So what do you guys think about this? Has being naked on the red carpet gone too far?
I'm just glad it wasn't our cousin that got it shut down. You know what I'm saying? Because on any given day, this could have been a Doja Cat, a Sukiyana,
yeah,
a Lizzo even. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm glad it was Bella Hadid. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So would y'all guys do something like that? I mean, hair correct time, would y'all wear some like crouch, tight, some like tight pants to,
crouching,
you know,
tight?
Show off your...
Were you going to say crotchless?
You know, something that's so tight and you know, you just walk up there, baby, and just bam.
I'm not a tight pant fan, you know, just because, like, things start rubbing together and then you're uncomfortable.
Really?
Then you're out here moose-knuckling folks, you know?
Yeah, yeah, it's not fun.
But you got to give people what they want, though.
I think it's just you that want that.
Are you the people?
Yeah, I'm the people.
He's the people.
All right, well, many people have sat back and fantasized about what their dream girl or guy would look like. Well, a young man by the name of Seth J. Trotter went around the campus of LSU and asked students if they could build their dream partner, how would they build them? And here's what they said.
If you could build a girl, how would you build her? 5'4", light skin, play softball.
6 foot, abs. You have to be light skin or brown skin.
Hispanic, a white girl, and a light skin.
Oh, I like the muscle mommies. Hard body, athletic chick.
Tall. He gotta call me daddy. All right, what's that? I just like, I like when a man call me daddy.
These are some interesting people.
I didn't see this coming.
At LSU.
No, Gary and Tanner, you guys out here in the streets, if you could build a dream partner, what would they be like?
Well, I probably would. Probably about 8 inches, 3 width. You know, and... size shoe, 8.5 shoe.
That shoe size doesn't fit those other measurements.
It does?
No, yeah. Sir.
Those don't, that doesn't correspond.
You just built a garbage pail kid.
You built a man who can get easily pushed over.
Yeah. Tana, what's your?
Oh, man, see, I think about this because I'm trying to breed up. So I would probably want a woman who's like between, I could go for a woman between like 5'10".
Damn.
And even like 6'1". I'm thinking about my future, Brad.
You're trying to climb a tree.
I'm thinking about my lineage.
A job?
A job's necessary. Yeah, maybe she's a doctor. She's actually a surgeon. Mm. And she really likes short kings. She laughs at stupid jokes. Yeah, I like that. That'd be good. That'd be good. I like all of these things.
Yeah. That's so tall.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to stand on something to have to get a kiss?
I've done it before.
You want to jump up.
I get up there.
Coming up, Larsa Pippen claims Tamron Hall had her name all up in her mouth, baby, for clickbait. We will sip on that tea, honey, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
All right, y'all. Housewives star, honey, Miss Larsa Pippen is calling out Tamron Hall.
Oh,
now, in case you don't remember, baby, Larsa visited the Tamron Hall show while she was dating Marcus Jordan. And well, honey, Miss Tamron, honey, Hall let this girl, honey, let her have it, baby. And now Larsa is telling her side.
We were doing press for Housewives, and they're like, hey, do you want to do Tamron's show? My mom was like, I love her. I love her show.
That's how her mom sounds, by the way.
Literally. And then I go on her show, and she literally, like, was like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you ask your ex? Like, she said she would ask her ex who, if she should date this person. I'm like, on what planet do you live on? Nobody asks their ex who they should date.
Right.
Because if that's how good your relationship is, you need to be banging that guy. Mm-hmm. You need to stay with that situation.
Right.
You know, that's not normal.
I don't like that. Now, don't be talking about Tamron. I got to say, I love Tamron, Larsa. You can better go on somewhere. She don't need to use you. She's very successful with her show, Miss Pippen. She gave it to you like you probably should have got it. And maybe she would have asked the ex about dating, because that is, I mean, that's that man's son.
I think that's what the streets wanted to know. You know what I mean? I think she was representing the person on the other side of the TV screen who had the same questions.
Asking the questions. That is what they do. If you go sit down for an interview, you need to be prepared to ask all the questions, especially the ones that have been in the press, since you and him was all over in the press everywhere.
Like, why your husband's, your ex-husband's teammate's son?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
I'm sure there's a Starks kid or Wilkins or
couldn't
O'Neal.
Get a Larry Bird, son.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, it's time for
Ticket or Skip It.
Oh, yes. Podcast coming this fall. Glenn Close, Kim Kardashian, Niecy Nash, Tiana Taylor, and Naomi Watts will be starring in a new Hulu series titled All's Fair. And we got the trailer, y'all. Check it out.
Women representing women. We're not the only ones to suffer abuse. Plenty of women inflict it. Don't they? That's bitter. Just like all the women who own this joint.
Ooh, oh, bitch, that looks
I
grand,
got
huh?
Shit.
Me too.
What honey. We doing? Ticking it or skipping
oh,
it?
Oh, I'm ticking it.
Me too. I got girl, to see it. This cast yeah. is crazy. Yeah. I love Naomi Watts. I love, love, love Niecy Nash. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Kim Kardashian doing, but she looked damn good. She and I love Tiana Taylor. That's oh. my little sister. What? And Glenn Close? What? She's yeah. a legend.
And I don't even know how to get to Hulu, but I'm going to find it. Yes, bitch.
Yeah. Love the cast. Love everything about these people. I don't think I am the target
what?
Demo for this
you
show.
You skip it. Oh, well.
Yep, yeah, definitely skip it.
I don't think it's for me. I might give it an episode. I do love all of these people. They're all incredibly talented.
All the ladies in here, all the producers in there, everybody like, oh, yes, girl, we see it now. So they don't matter.
All right, up next, find out what has Warren G feeling a little lonely and left out.
Oh, no.
That sad tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, now everybody knows Death Row Records wouldn't be what it was without the one and only Warren G, because if you didn't know, Warren G introduced Snoop to Dr. Dre and the rest is history. But unfortunately, Warren has been feeling a little left out, even misses their friendship. Check out his experience when Snoop and Dre performed at the Super Bowl.
Did you get a ticket to the Super Bowl?
Hell no. Well, I got one, but it was through Snoop.
Okay.
But I was trying to get downstairs to get down in the back because I had my son with me because he hadn't seen him since he was in the NFL. So couldn't even get backstage. Nobody. I called everybody I knew. Nobody would answer their phones. I couldn't get backstage, none of that.
Warren also said he doesn't care about performing or making cameos. He just wants to be around and hang out with the fellas.
But I thought they said Warren G and Dr. Dre was brothers.
They had a half-brothers or something like that.
But they can't be too much half.
Yeah. I'm glad Snoop looked out for him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's embarrassing, honey. Bring your son and you can't get in? And you...
He got Warren, in. He
well, you just, can't get yeah. downstairs. You Dr. G or
it's,
Warren
it's
G?
It's really... Yeah.
Doctor,
really
did you say Dr. G?
Dr. G.
Yeah, Warren G.
You know, that's
Warren
married G,
not
medicine.
Kenny G.
That's... Yeah.
Have they ever happened to y'all stars?
Nah. I just try to go to the sure shot stuff.
Yeah, I go to the stuff where people aren't going to question who I am. And if they do, I have the proper credentials.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to yell, I'm a celebrity.
Okay. Yeah,
do you know who I am?
Well, that's all the tea we have for you today. And we won't leave y'all out, all right? So don't forget to tune in next time for more Dish Nation. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.